Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
There's something about when we worship Him. It changes and charges the atmosphere. It changes our hearts. And there's a connection that happens in the Spirit. It's like cementing that nothing can chip it away except for unbelief. And God is raising us up in this hour to stand against all the schemes of the enemy and to know the truth and be set free by the truth through His word. And I am like excited because we're positioned right now for victory. But where are you at? What part of the team are you on? Are you on the bench watching and complaining? Or are you on the bench with your clipboard critiquing how things are going? Or are you a team player and moving forward in God? And you're doing your calisthenics and you're showing up for the game, so to speak. Where you at? Where you at? God's talking to you. Where you at? Come back to the game. He's calling some. Get into the game. See, there's this thing called distractions. Don't be deceived. Master the distractions of our flesh. I've been praying. I've been tucked away. Some of you could probably tell. Hallelujah. God's been talking to me about unity. And I know nothing about unity. I'm going to be very honest. You know, my thoughts on unity are not what He's saying. I've been taught one thing, but His word says something completely different. And we're seeing, as a seer, I'm seeing people getting tripped up. And I'm seeing strategic plans of the enemy to trip people up. And am I yelling? I feel like I'm yelling. I love Jesus so much. So, whenever things are magnifying in your life or in the natural, learn to step back and tuck in and say, what's really going on? And if you will learn to do that, you will see victory instead of trip, 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 fall, backslide, get back up, do it again. Here I am again. Where was I before I fell? You know, stuff like that. There's this big divide that is happening in the world. Can I say the world? In the earth. But that's not God. That's not God, okay? And so our job is not to focus on the divide. Isn't it easy to focus on the divide? Oh my goodness. So this is where we master. We're subduing our flesh and the way we think things should be, and we're saying, what's the word of God say about this? Lord, what are you saying about this situation? And I'm going to tell you something. It's not what the world is saying. What he's saying is, seek me while I still may be found. Come and fill your oil. Watch and see. Decree, declare. That's what he's saying. And that's what we're supposed to be saying and doing. And so I see this like tightening up again in the Spirit, in the body of Christ, and I see people being positioned and repositioned and coming back on track. And so what's really going on is it's the great divide, but it has to do with the great falling away. So let's focus on the truth of the Word of God and not what we see in the natural. What you see in the natural is division. But what's happening in the Spirit is the falling away. Now, God's plan is not for everyone to fall away. What's happening is he's allowing, not causing, he's allowing a shaking, a great shaking, to cause a great awakening. So where you look and where your heart is where you end up being. And what I mean by that is if you're focused, if you're so carnal on what's going on in the world, you're useless to the kingdom of God. Your opinion doesn't make a difference. See, because your opinion is of the flesh. God has called you his heir. He has called you righteous. He's called you to actually release decrees through the Spirit, not through your flesh. And so sometimes we see things not happening or not working out the way we thought. Was that your plan, what you think you should be doing, or did you get your blueprint from heaven? How do you get a blueprint from heaven? Who knows? Show up, ask, seek him, find time. Yeah, what's a blueprint? What?
It's
a plan.
Yeah,
very detailed, thought out. What about that guy that just started building his house and didn't count the cost? What happened? Did he finish?
No,
he did not. He did not. No, because when the winds blew, so did he. And I can tell that the winds are blowing. And that scripture, steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, is an anchor for all of us to be positioned in. I feel like a kid in a candy jar tonight. I can't help it, you guys. I gotta get some water. Not that it'll help. I feel like he's releasing stuff in here, and I don't want to miss what he's doing. Very rarely, I'm going to say this, very rarely do I see a meeting where everyone is one and unified. We have that in here tonight. You know, it's exciting because I'm like, wahoo, King, what you going to do? And, you know, I believe in signs and wonders and miracles, and I believe they're going to be released tonight. That's who I am. I see him all the time, and I know he's good, and so I'm expecting, and I'm pulling. And so at the same time, he's teaching and cleaning house, so to speak, meaning our hearts, you know, because sometimes we get a little junked up with all that stuff in the atmosphere, the dreaded, oh, what's next? I don't care. I don't care because it's all schemes of the enemy. And I'm not paying attention to the scheme of the enemy. I'm paying attention to the plans of the Lord. And I think he told me that he has good plans for me, plans to prosper me and not to harm me. And so whose report am I going to believe? Because here's the thing. What you speak, you get. So if you're speaking, oh, the bad blah blah is after me or knocking at my door, you're going to get the bad blah blah. But if you are, grace and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, you know, hello, they follow me all the days of my life. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. Are you blessed? Come on, you are.
Yes.
I didn't hear you.
Yes.
I'm blessed. Amen. You know, we need to speak more. I don't know what happened. I think that thing, somehow the enemy tried to put us all in a box and don't speak, don't talk, don't draw attention to yourself. Listen, you are peculiar because you're in his kingdom, but you think you're not because you are all masked up and, you know, do your pinky finger and all that stuff. Listen, you're peculiar in the kingdom. And that's the way God designed you, and that's a good thing. So let her rip. Let go of the face masks and the politeness of, oh, you go first. Listen, I want everything God has for me, and I'm going first. And I'm not one of those that will run to the aisle and knock people down. I do it in the spirit. You don't have to do it in the natural. I pull in the spirit. I want everything God has for me. I open myself up, and woo, does he fill. And right now, everybody, open yourself up and let him fill you. Let him fill you. Rivers. Rivers shall flow out of your belly. Not little eeks and twerks. Rivers. Come on, open yourself up. Oh, I'm a little shy. I'm a wet. What will it look like? Who cares? We don't do that in our church. We are not in that church right now. You're here because you're hungry. If you're hungry, eat from the king. You have permission from the etiquette police to eat of the delicacies of heaven. And I don't mean get stupid. And that's what happens. People flesh out. See, some people get uncomfortable right about now because they're like, well, I don't know how that works. Listen, you won't figure it out in the natural. Just relax. Open up and receive the goodness of the king. How do you do it? Have faith. Lord, I do believe. Well, help me with my unbelief. I don't know what she's talking about. When you say, Lord, I do believe, boom, you get the goods from heaven. Well, I don't see them. How do I measure them? You can't measure them in the natural. You will eventually. They'll eventually overflow and manifest through the natural. But let it first come through your spirit, man, and take up some residency there and build and nourish and equip you for the good works of the king. Because it's all about him. You know, and then there's always the fake and the counterfeit, you know, the flesh. Oh, let's get drunk in the Holy Ghost and the weird stuff. Listen, if you're going to get weird, you're going to get fleshy. God's not weird. And you're made in his image. And so you'll see every once in a while, you'll see somebody get weird. And that's just because they're spiritually a baby. And we don't judge them, but we do help nurture them along. And let them taste of the goodness and the pureness of God and not tainted with flesh or emotions, because it's different. Completely different. Are you hungry?
Yes.
Amen. 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 Are you hungry? Amen. Doesn't it feel good to say, yes, I am? Something happens when you say, yes, I am. You know what happens? Your flesh goes, hey, yes, I am. But it's not a fleshly food. It's a spiritual matter. But what happens is spirit first, then the flesh comes along. And pretty soon it's like the flesh is like, I don't want this cheap counterfeit stuff. I want him. Give me him. You'll start to discern the difference. But we have to discipline the flesh. We have to recognize what's what. And the problem is many of us have never experienced the food from heaven. We never experienced the glory. And we think, well, I read about it. I want it. I don't want to read about it. I want it. I want to want it. And then I read it in the Word and go, oh, that I remember that. That's what that's called. Oh, that's called translation. I didn't know the word for that. You know, I was here, but then I was in China. How did that work? Oh, I see it in the word. See, oftentimes things happen when we don't expect them to happen. And we can't allow the governor of our mind, you know, put the governor on. Don't go too fast. Something might happen. You'll miss it in the spirit. You'll miss it. Allow God to be God and work on your heart and do what he wants. And don't control, oh, I'll let you do this, Lord, but not that. Oh, that's a little too weird. Oh, tongues, no thank you. Oh, healing, oh, I don't know about that. Oh, twitching, oh, I don't know if I want that. I might look odd. Listen, he could do whatever he wants with me, and he knows that. I'm a rag in his kingdom. He can toss me to and fro, but I don't care because you know what? It's in the glory. And when you hang out in his presence long enough, you smell like him and you act like him. And can I say, you are part of him? That is part of our heritage. And so I see this like chipping away tonight, chipping away. Are you hungry?
Yes.
More, Lord. See, he doesn't go, oh, just a drip for you because you're not hungry enough, or, oh, just a little bit for you because you can't swallow. No, Lord, I am so hungry for everything you have. Give me all. Break off anything that is not of you. Help me to build the frame in the spirit to be a vessel that you pour through. Is that your prayer today?
Yes.
But what about that little sin that you had yesterday? Who cares? Who cares? Because in his presence, all things change. See, we can't change in the natural. Oh, first I'm going to get good. First I'm going to do this. It's it's like, okay, company's coming over, but I'm going to clean the house first. Listen, let them come over. Woo, ruffling feathers here tonight. Here's the thing. We only have a little bit of time. And if we're so busy cleaning out our cupboards and getting things perfect, we're missing what God wants to do. You can always tell. I can't believe I'm saying this. You can always tell movers and shakers. Their houses are not spotless, let me just tell you. I'm just going to say it. You know why? They've been delivered of a man-pleasing spirit. What will people think? Who cares? It's not going to matter. When you stand face to face and you translate over into the kingdom of God forever, for all of eternity, and you get to sit in the movie theaters of heaven and watch the tapes play of your life. Whoo, yeah. I don't know if I want to see some of that stuff, you know, and I'm hoping that it's edited out, you know, and I'm believing that it will be. Because he doesn't keep track of that junk. Although we do give an account. But, and every idle word, that scares me. Lord, forgive me for every idle word I spoke. Done. How about that? I just love him. There's no one like him, although they're trying. They're trying to push. They're pushing an agenda. My knee bows to one God. One God. And here's the thing. Every knee, sooner or later, will bow to that one God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the God. I love in the Bible where it talks about when they when they were worshiping to the idols. Are we going to talk about idols tonight? Oh, no, not tonight. Get out the hammer. We're busting up the idols. I love in the scripture when and I'm not prepared for this, but I'm just seeing it. You know, I think they called them Dagog or whatever that one God was. You know, and they set him up and God knocked him down. They went and set him up again. God knocked him down. You know. We're going to see that. We're going to see it. And we're not going to laugh. We're going to be like, are we dealing with idols tonight?
Yes.
Yes, we are. Oh, no, not that again. She always goes to it. You know why? Because idols bring a curse. God said, I will have no other idols. Have none. Who's your idol? What's your idol? You don't have to yell it out all at once. I can feel it in here. Idol. You can pry that dog out of my hand. You can pry that kid out of my hand. You can pry that bank account out of my hand. You can pry that prized possession, whatever it is. What is it? What's blocking you from the blessings of God? Holy Spirit, convict. I don't want the conviction. I do. Show me if there's any blockage in my life, Lord. Is that your prayer tonight?
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
Yeah.
Who's seeing it? If you got one, repent. Repent and ask the Lord to help you make it straight. See, when you turn your back on wickedness, wait, is idolatry wickedness? Yes. Yeah. But wait, it's all dressed up and polished. Doesn't matter. You could put lipstick on a pig, and it's still a pig. You could put lipstick on, oh, I'm not even going to say it, and it still is. An idol is an idol. And it's blocking the blessings of the Lord. I don't want anything to block the blessings of the Lord. Oh, there's a marriage in here. Ooh, I'm not looking. Someone in here has their marriage. God wants to heal you. He doesn't want to punish you. He wants to set you free. And he wants your marriage to be in right order. And I'm not looking, even though I'm looking. I'm not looking at anybody, okay? I'm trying not to lay eyes on anybody, but I'm just going to tell you something. There's a couple things. We're gonna hit on marriage tonight. But why you? Because he's asking me to. That's all, okay? Here's the thing. There's a couple people in here who are believing a lie. If only my spouse would do this. You're being set up for deception. Here's the thing. Get whole. Get whole. And then the if only my spouse would do this is no longer an issue. Well, how do you get whole? It's a process. What are we working on today, Lord? What are we working on today? Oh, we're not working on my spouse's issue. We're working on my issue. How about the issue, how I respond to my spouse's issue? How about, let's just deal with me. You know what I'm saying? God wants to set us free tonight. And I know something just rose up. There were a couple people in here he's dealing with. And you know what? It could be all of us. Let's just be real. Doesn't matter if it's a spouse or if it's a kid or work. If only this was changed, then things would be better. Lie! If only I was whole, I wouldn't respond to that stuff. Help me get whole. Show me the truth without filters of what's really going on. Take me to the root. And when he takes us to the root, it's like it hurts so good. It's like, oh. And then you renounce the agreement that you made with yourself, which allows that soul hook to stay there. And then you repent and replace it with truth. Now, if you need help on that, Holly's got a ton of teachings that will really help you getting free, staying free, managing your emotions, the latest, greatest, free indeed, brand new from our conference. Powerful, powerful, powerful. I'm not trying to pump CDs. I'm trying to pump you up so that you walk victoriously. And when somebody says, oh, you stink today. Okay. Hallelujah. Instead of, well, you know what? You don't look so hot either. How do we respond when people throw criticism at us? Listen, this is practice. It's going to get worse. And if we're still fighting over our spouses and how our friends are talking about us or not talking about us, or they should have said this, but they didn't, or listen, none of it matters. We got to get whole. We got to learn not to respond when stuff is popping to the left and pull to the right. And I'm going to tell you something. These little pops, they're designed to bring us into wholeness. They're not designed to get that person to stop doing that.
Right.
You know, there used to be that thing, oh, pray for patience. Oh, don't pray for patience. Listen, pray for wholeness.
Right.
I don't care about patience. I want wholeness. I want balance. I want oneness with him. And truthfully, if you go after oneness with him, the rest of the stuff works itself out. But some of us work backwards. We're like, okay, I'm going to get my PhD in spiritual warfare. And then I'm going to get, you know, my whatever the next degree is on biblical principles. And then I'm going to start deliverance ministry. Hallelujah. I'm going to get everybody healed and set free. Listen, get whole, because you know what? You're a target by the enemy. And you represent the kingdom of God. And here's what happens. when we get hit, oh boy, do we get hit. Come on, let's be real. Hits happen. But the way we respond either accelerates or it delays the blessings. And if you're in like a delay, what's going on here, Lord? What am I missing? I ask him that. What are you trying to teach me that I'm not even asking? Lord, help me ask the right questions because I don't even know what they are. But what most people will do is, you know, I'm going to Google it because so-and-so's going through this. You know what? I need to know, so I'm going to just Google. Listen, God is bigger than Google. Right. And it's quicker because when you start Googling, you go down these rabbit trails. Yeah. And the next thing you know, you're ordering something online. And it's at 2 a.m. or whatever time you're doing that. And then, you know, 3 days later, Amazon comes and you're like, oh, yeah. Okay, I hope I can return that. You know, listen, go to God first. Let's cut out this junk. He's the source. He designed you, created you in his image. He knows you intimately. He knows the hair on your belly button, if you have hair on your belly button. He knows the hair on your toes, if you have hair on your toes. He knows how many freckles you have. He knows it all. So let's get real with them. If you're struggling, let's go and get on the operating table and say, here I am, Lord. Help. Now, don't do it this way. Help. I want to be delivered to blah, 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 blah. No. Help. Period. Let him go, okay, let's work on this. Or, you know, you've got an attitude. Let's deal with the attitude of your heart, because once you deal with the attitude of your heart, a lot of this other stuff falls away. And so let's go back to the great, you know, minister, hallelujah. And I'm not cutting up on ministers, you know that, okay? But a lot of people have calls in here, and you're called to great things in God. But if you're not whole, you're going to get taken out early, because that's the enemy's job. He knows your weakness. He's played you all your life. But here's the thing, you have the key. You have the victory, and you got it from Jesus. But you have to wield it, you have to speak it, and then even if you don't believe it, speak it and watch what happens. The word has to obey. That's powerful stuff. When you're working on something, a project, thank you, Lord, that our sound system works properly. Thank you, Lord, that all the cables are laid out correctly. Thank you, Lord, that we have enough helpers, even if it doesn't look like that. You start talking like that and watch what happens. Drops in, drops in, drops in alignment with the kingdom of God. And then you go, wow, that's pretty cool. Now, there's this other counterfeit. Well, it's not a counterfeit. It's just like a bad example of the name it and claim it. What you speak, you get. So bad guys get it and good guys get it. Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
So somewhere along the line, I don't know what happened to a lot of Christians, but they got complacent. You know, they get saved and they're like, hallelujah, life is good. God is sovereign. It'll all work out. Listen, there's a scripture, occupy until I come. Military, that doesn't mean just like get on the hammy and wait until, you know, the garden's growing. You have to grab a hoe and go after and till the soil. You have to go after the stuff. And meanwhile, distraction, distraction, trying to get you. Stay steadfast and immovable. And watch and see. Hide and watch. And so there's a lot of word cursing going on out here. There's a lot of blaming and naming. Listen, wash yourself in the blood of Jesus. Break every word curse that's been spoke over you. Start using. You know, some people are struggling with headaches in here. That's an attack from the enemy that was sent by somebody who spoke junk over your life. Right now, I take authority of that and break that foul spirit, and I command it to be loosed off you in the name of Jesus. Never return. Never return. And I close the door to the enemy on your behalf. I close the door. Stop taking the drugs. Oh, can she say that? The enemy is getting into your brain because you're taking drugs. Gateway. Now, listen, only do this if the Holy Ghost agrees or confirms, okay? You know, some of you know me and some of you don't. I was addicted to Vicodin. I used to pop it like candy. I had a big old big, about this size, pill bottle full. Took them all the time. Little here, little there, little here. I lost my voice. My voice went hoarse. When you take too much of something, it's not good. And one night, I'm spirit-filled at this point, talking in tongues, seeing signs and wonders. And one night, the Lord said to me, the enemy is getting into your brain through those drugs. And I never took another one. Did I throw them away? No. I used them. I'm not proud to say this, but I used them to medicate someone so that I could go out to the meetings. Okay? Now, that was a strategic plan because I was under control and manipulation really bad. Okay? Now, I don't advise that, but I'm very honest. I don't lie about nothing, because when I have a lie in my heart, it opens the doorway to the enemy. And there's a lot of lying going on and a lot of false truths which are creating the doorway to the enemy, a pathway to the enemy. And how you know this is if you have confusion. Do you have confusion right now about anything? Do you have delay about anything in your life? Have you cheated somebody recently? Have you made a promise and didn't keep it? Now, we can make promises and not keep it, but we have to make good on our promises. We have to go back and deal with the false words we've spoken over people's lives. Oh, I'm going to be there. And then you don't show up. Oh, I'll be there at 6, but 7 o'clock rolls around and you come. Ah, it's not a big deal. It's only an hour. Listen, how do you know that the enemy's not using that? And I'm going to say this with all honesty. I just had something happen to me not that long ago. Crazy story. It's $3.47. I was at a fast food chain, a healthy one, getting a salad or whatever. The service was really slow. And I'm a person who likes systems to flow. And I can see when something's broken. And I'd been to this place like 3 times, and they have poor management skills. But it's not my job to correct them. It's just my job to pay my bill and move on. And it's one girl takes the order, she fills the order, and then she runs down and checks you out. Meanwhile, 3 people are talking in the background. And so, well, I've been there in and out a bunch of times. The one time I order a little dessert to go, it's a healthy little thing, I didn't pay for it. They forgot to charge me. And I could feel this like fog come on me, like this delay, like weird delay, like almost like lethargic feeling. And I remember thinking, I feel really weird. But I didn't respond, and then they put the dessert in, and I knew I owed $3.40. But I thought, hey, their system's broken. They should have caught it, and I left. What happened was I opened up the door to the enemy. Did it happen that moment? Yeah, it did. So later on, another crack. When there's a crack, the door always tries to open wider. And in my case, I'm not going to go into the details of it, but it was, you know, something else that happened. And I said to myself, what the heck? How did this happen? Here's the thing. What the heck? How did this happen? I wasn't asking Kim. I wasn't asking Kina. I asked the Holy Ghost, what's going on? And he brought me right back to that dessert I did not pay for. And I'm like, I am so sorry, Lord. I am going to go make good on this right now. And what I did, and same thing, 2 a.m, this happened at 2 a.m. And God's telling me this, and the second part of the setup, see, it's all a setup, a strategic plan of the enemy to have inroad, to make you ineffective for the kingdom of God. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. How can that be? Listen, evil is evil. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's a toenail or an eyebrow.
Legal access.
And so I'm like, I am so sorry. I don't even know how this happened. And I'm not like making excuses, but I repented. And I said, I will make good on that. The very next day, I made good on that. I went to that restaurant, didn't order food, walked up and said, listen, I owe you for this dessert. And she's like, oh, okay. I paid her. I said, keep the change. And I left. You know, take the 5. I don't care. And she was like, oh, you're so sweet. I'm thinking, no, I am saving my butt. I'm saving my butt from the enemy to have a little dangle, a little carrot to go, oh, want a little more? Take. Why don't you take something else? I'm not a thief. I used to be in my old dead life. But I'm not a thief, and I don't even want to have a hint of any corruption in my soul. And there was a hint of corruption, just a crumb. But what happens? A little crumb here, a little crumb there, and pretty soon you're robbing a bank, so to speak, you know, if we don't catch it. How do you think sin happens? It doesn't just, okay, blazing sin, I'm going to go rob a bank. It starts with a little nonchalant thing that the enemy sets up. And every day there's setups. Every day there's strategic plans of the enemy. And most of the time we don't bite. And we're like, I'm paying for my dessert. Or I'm not going to say something bad about that person. Buzz off, devil. But then what about when we, like, the fog comes on us, you know, the fiery dart, and you're not even aware of it until later? That's what the grace of God's for. The fiery dart hits you, and you're, like, confused, and you react to something of the flesh or the carnal way, and then you're like, wait a minute, how did this spiral into I'm robbing a bank? You know, and I'm exaggerating, but you get what I'm saying. It's the subtle, the little foxes that chew on the vine and spoil it. And that's what I'm talking about. Do you have that in your heart tonight? Oh, not me. Well, I did. And I spent a lot of time in his presence. See, the setups are strategic, and they're done in a way where if we're not in every day, we might miss it. And pretty soon, we're backslid. And how does it happen? You see people fall all the time. Do you think it just happened one blatant sin? You know, an affair, we see it all the time, and ministers are, you know, it's sad, but they, you know, they succumb to their desires of their flesh, and they hear about an affair here, an affair there. It doesn't just start a blazing affair. It started with a thought that the enemy sent because their soul was not whole. And so our job is to get our souls whole. Where's the hole in your soul? We have to deal with this. So I dealt with it. I repented. And instantly, the blessings of the Lord came. Instantly, I saw breakthrough again. I see breakthrough all the time. If there's not breakthrough, it's not God's fault. It's mine. Did I stray a little? Did I have a bad thought? Did I say something bad about somebody? Can we live like that? Yeah, we can. Yes, we can. Well, none of my friends are. Well, it's time for an upgrade. Go get whole, and then go get them whole. Teach them the path. But go after it with everything you have. If there's any compromise, you're stealing from work? Oh, can she talk like that? Yeah, are you taking pencils? I know I'm do they even have pencils anymore? You know? You know? Did you take home your stapler that is on your desk that does not belong to you? And did you claim it and now it's yours? Listen, are you going to let that thing be the thing that blocks the blessings of the Lord? A $3.47 item versus the bazillions of kingdom blessings? We have to get our priorities right. And so here is the thing. If this happened to you, and maybe you did steal some Band-Aids or steal an outfit or take home a belt or whatever it is, I don't care. But God, he's not punishing you, but he's watching. She's not so honest. I don't know if I can trust her with the full overflowing inner belly, shall it be. You know, listen, that's for all of us. So if there's problems in our heart, you know, I'm just telling you, there's thieves in here, because I would not be sharing this if there was not, okay? So I'm telling you to deal with the issues of your heart, because sin has pleasure for a second, and then it grabs a hold of you, and it'll drag you around the rest of your life. It'll be like you'll be on a leash, and it'll toss you to and fro. It'll torment you, and it won't let you go until you say, wait a minute, I am done. Lord, forgive me for whatever it is. On this day, I am choosing to live whole in you. And then you make restitution. You don't just let it go. You deal with the stuff. You deal with the stuff. Because when you deal with it, it's done. It's under the blood. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it. Because you know, this is not too hard for you tonight. This is where we're going, because we're getting ready. If the enemy can have one little hold on us, we're like a little tossed to and fro. But if we can stand righteous, now we all do by the blood and what Jesus did, we are made pure and holy. But if we have behavior that is unbecoming, it's hard to advance. And I don't want to see babies drinking from sippy cups. I want to see people raising the dead. I want to see people growing limbs out. I want to see people, when they walk in the room, they know that you've been with God, that you are walking in heavenly places. That's what we want. That's what we're getting, and that's what we're going after. So we have to deal with the little stuff, the little junk, the trinkets of, oh, you know, I remember God gave me this dream for somebody years ago. We were going to heaven, and we were taking an elevator. And before we got on the elevator, our pockets were full of, like, you know that game Jax as a kid? You know, there was a jack in there. There was a little red ball. There was, like, a safety pin, and there was lint. And some people were, like, holding on to their little plastic treasures. But when we got in that elevator, before we did, we emptied our pockets, and we realized it was all junk. And then, phew, up we went. And when we went up, we were clothed in gems and royalty from heaven. It was the most spectacular experience, not the most, but one of the tops that I have had. And everywhere we walked, mansions, and it just was beautiful, beautiful. And it wasn't like, oh, give me more. It was just like, oh, that's mine because I'm his. And that's what we get, everything because we're his. But if we're holding on and justifying our behavior and our actions, listen, we all, I'm not pointing fingers, we all have to deal with our stuff. And God is calling us to the operating table and saying, will you trust me? Will you come in a little further? Can I burn you a little more to burn off the dross? Can I help refine you so that when the enemy throws something at you, or a person, family member, or somebody reacts a certain way, you don't respond out of your emotions, but by the compassion and love of Jesus Christ. When we start doing that, we are going to see, we're going to see a great falling in to the kingdom of God. Because remember, it's clashing right now. It's clashing and it's ugly out there. But we are beauty. We are made in his image and we're called to love. How can you love when you've still got issues of your heart? If you're judging someone secretly, how are you able to manifest God's love? You won't be able to in that compartment of your heart. So let's deal with our judgment about each other. It's not hard to do, but it's kind of like dusting. You just have to do it every once in a while. You just have to clean house. Clean your house. Everyone, clean your spiritual house. And when you clean your spiritual house, you'd be amazed how things just kind of fall into place in the natural. The blessings just overflow and overtake you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.